Okay, listen, I'm leading. Mike is out today. So I am driving a bunch of kids, as you know, and may have heard in the background. So I spoke to Brandon earlier today and said, I'm just going to turn everything over to Brandon. He's going to lead, and then I will make motions and votes, if
You
that's
had the,
okay with everyone.
that and that's fine with me. I'm sorry, guys. Yeah, is that okay with everybody?
I'm good with that.
Works for me.
All right. Well, hey Jim, I'll do you want me to even call it to order? Or do you want to call it to order?
Well, I want to call it to order.
You do that. You call it to order and then I'll go.
I'd like to call this board meeting to order. It is 8:28 a.m. on what are we? This is 22nd,
Fourth.
24th. Jeez, March 24th.
All right.
Do we need to take names or
Yep.
anything like
Take
that?
names and then we're and then I'll go.
Okay, I'll start. James Horton here.
Tyler Swanevelt here.
Mike Greenhall here.
Brendan
Great,
Fairbanks.
Brendan. Floor is
And
yours.
Brendan, Chris Blake's here. Have I been voted on the board? Am I
Nope.
official?
We're just gonna go through. You're still public. You're just public, man.
Oh, okay. I'm just a public
You're
member.
the last. You're the last item on the agenda.
Okay, I'll just listen.
Okay. Everybody else who's not on the board.
Wade Glaither.
Watt Nelson.
Stacy Phillips.
Aaron Winterton.
Hannah Dorius.
Well, that was easy. And because nobody there except for Chris is public and he's going to get a shot at the end, we'll just move on to your consent items. So, Jim, your consent items are the January 13th board meeting minutes and the closed session minutes. So, you can go ahead and ask for a vote on that.
Yeah, can we get a vote to approve those minutes?
I'll make that motion that we approve the minutes from the January 13th, 2025 board meeting. I'll
And a
second the
second.
motion.
Great. No questions. Okay, that passes.
All right, let's go to your reports. We're going to start with Wade with his administrative report.
Yeah, I sent that in to you. So if you haven't had a chance to look at it yet, just take a moment today. I've given you an update on enrollment where we're at. We're just a couple students, literally two students shy of 3,000 when I checked enrollment on Thursday for this report. And we do have a goal of 3,200. I think this is the old report, Hannah.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay. I have an updated one, but it's our goal is 3,200, but we're going to be conservative and create a budget that will be above our numbers from this year, but not all the way up to our goal, just so that we're planning conservatively. And then I also sent you a couple of links. If you get a second, I invite you to look at those. They're just fun, celebratory things. Ascent has been in the news twice since our last board meeting, so it's fun for you to see the good things that are captured by the news. We had our West Jordan campus in the news for being the cool school of the week. And then we had a teacher at our West Valley campus who was honored and recognized for her great contribution to education. And that was captured by the news as well. So if you get a moment, hit those links and watch those videos for some fun to see what we've been doing at Ascent. That's what I've given you right now for my report. Brandon and Jim, if you'd like, I can do some verbal explanation of those invoices that are going to be coming up for approval, or do you want me to do them as they come up one by one?
If you're okay, we'll just do them one by one. Is that all right?
Yeah,
We'll
that works for
hit them
me.
pretty
Yep.
quick. Okay. Any other questions for Wade? All right. On behalf not on behalf of the board, on behalf of everyone else, though. Thanks, Wade. That was great.
Yeah.
All right. Finance report. I don't know if that's Tyler or Aaron.
I'll be giving the finance report. Good morning, everybody. Just really quick here. So this is a financial report as of February 28th, 2025. If you'll take a very quick look at that first line, operating cash at the end of the month was $9,086,427. The cash position of the school is looking very great right now. Now we'll jump over to the next page, the statement of activities in a business, as you know, this is like the profit and loss of the school. So at the end of February, we were two-thirds of the way through the fiscal year. We were 67% of the way through the budget. If you look at our revenues, they're all looking really good. Federal is lagging a little bit just because most of the federal revenue comes from reimbursement grants. So we do have to like submit the expenditures and draw that down and get reimbursed from the state. Or yeah, it goes through the state. So revenues are at just under 66% of the way through the budget, which is really good. Going down to our expenditures for the year, the salaries and the employee benefits are looking just a little bit low. And the reason for that is that the summer accruals, you know, the teacher's pay that gets accrued over the summer or gets it gets accrued at the year at the end of the year and paid out over the summer has not been recorded yet. So we, by the time that we meet next, likely you'll see a pretty big increase in those numbers. And then going down, four lines down, the purchase property services, we talk about this every board meeting. There was the final construction payment for the Saratoga Springs building that was made in this fiscal year. Unfortunately, we got the timing off a little bit. It got budgeted in last year and not in the current year. And that's why that is so much higher than what we would expect. All in all, we are, even with that, we're just 67% through our total expenses through the year. So everything is looking really good financially and no surprises, which is what we like. Any questions from anybody? Okay, that's all
Questions.
that I have right now.
Appreciate that.
And by the
Well,
way, a quick shout out too to Wade, because I know that that has been a major focus. I know Mike would say that for sure, over the past year or so. So to both of you, that's fantastic.
absolutely. I
Go ahead.
would also want to commend Wade. He's done a great job, just being very fiscally responsible and creating efficiencies wherever he could financially.
Good job, Wade.
Thanks for all your support, both of you.
All right, we're going to move on to your voting and discussion items. The first one's the 25-26 school land trust plan. Wade, you want to go through that with them?
Yeah, so I've given you a summary because the state website is a little bit clunky to navigate. So I've given you just a quick summary of what those land trust plans look like for next year. As a reminder, each campus has its own allocation from the state land trust office, and each campus has its own land trust committee. And so those committees meet. They are more parents than employees on each committee, so that it's a parent voice on what we need at the school, how we want to spend that money, which is money generated through this land trust that the state manages for public schools to kind of replace the loss of revenue from federal land that is owned in the state of Utah. So I've broken it down into the five campuses for you. I've given you the allocation, and then the bullet points tell you what that campus wants to purchase those monies, what they want to purchase with those monies, and what their goals are. And by and large, we can go through each one, but by and large, their goals are to increase student proficiency in reading and math. And for the most part, they're buying things such as technology, so Chromebooks, iPads. They're buying curriculum reading materials and curriculum. They are funding positions such as a reading interventionist or a reading aide. And they are sending employees to the University of Connecticut to attend the annual SEM training, which is our school-wide enrichment model. Part of our founding mission is to employ the school-wide enrichment model. So you can review that document for the details of each campus, but that's a big picture overview of what these campuses are asking for in their land trust plans. And their individual campus committees have already voted and approved these plans. We need now board to approve the plans as well.
Well, that was an excellent explanation. Thank you, Wade. Anybody have any questions for Wade? Wow, you did so good. Not even a single question. Okay, Jim, it's back at you for a motion.
Well done. Can I get a motion to approve those?
I'll make that motion.
And a second? Did I get a second? I'm sorry. I might have broken up here. I'll second that.
There
I
we
can
go.
second, right?
Yes.
All right. It passes.
No, you got to call for a vote now.
By name?
All in favor.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Did we lose Tyler?
He's
He's still on.
on. He just went off mute, so maybe he tried to say that.
Yeah, we'll need Tyler. We'll need Tyler for the quorum, correct?
Maybe he can give a thumbs up if he can't speak.
Yeah.
Oh, he raised his hand.
Okay. I'll
So,
take that as a second, and the
okay.
motion passes.
Okay, good job. The next one, these are the next one, and maybe let's wait just for timing's sake. If you do want to take the next three, so the Adams, the Anderson Asphalt, and the ETS invoice, you
Yep.
want to just walk through all of those, and then Jim, you could call for a motion for a payment on of all three invoices after
Yeah.
waiting is done and
Thank you. So
questions.
the Adams Interior invoice is to repair the Farmington campus gym floor. So that Farmington campus is 11 years old, and over the years, the concrete has settled somewhat. And because it's settled like that, it's kind of caused some issues with joints heaving. And so it's become a bit of a tripping hazard. And so we got some bids, and this was the best bid. It is for just under $53,000 to come in during the month of June and replace that gym floor, and make it so it's not a tripping hazard, and to kind of fix those joints that are have heaved up. And then for asphalt, this is just routine. We have our campuses on a rotation. We don't want to do all five of them the same summer, but we take turns. And as far as parking lots need maintenance all the time. They need a new seal coat, they need a slurry, they need striping again for the stalls or the red curbing. So this year we're having, this summer we're having Farmington and Lehigh have their turn of just having general maintenance. It's not anything that's out of the ordinary repairs, but because of the cost of that, we do need board approval. And then the last one is an ETS invoice. And this is actually our current land trust plan in West Jordan. So you did already approve this plan, but we're coming up on actually making this purchase. And because it's over my threshold, I do need board approval to make this purchase. And the reason why we're purchasing these Chromebooks now, in March instead of at the beginning of the year, is because we like to try and get the last possible year out of our Chromebooks before they expire. So although they were approved to be purchased earlier in the year, we wanted to continue using the expiring technology until it was really needed to be retired. And then we purchase it now, and it's ready to go for another, usually about 4 or 5 years. Any questions on those invoices?
Hey, wait, this is just Brandon. I do have a question. So are you saying that the ETS purchase, that's from the current year?
That's from the 24-25
20,
land
okay,
tract.
yes. Oh, well, that's great. I like that plan. That was good job. Does anybody else have any questions for Wade on any of those invoices?
Not for
And if
me. Thanks, Wade.
thanks, Wade. Let's take a motion to get those approved, all three.
I'll make that motion. So moved.
I'll second. Can you guys hear me now?
Yep.
Okay. Sorry
Great.
about that. Having issues this morning.
All three passes, and
Nope.
let's take. Oh,
Oh, yeah. No,
sorry.
you got
Go
a
ahead.
motion and second. Now just call for a vote. Yes. Yeah, sorry.
Yep. No, you're good. And let's call for a vote. All in favor, aye.
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 All right. The motion passes officially. Now
There
we
you
go.
go. All right. Your next item is an award of RFP for landscape and snow removal. And again, it's going to be Wade. This is a, it's not quite an invoice. It's a contract award. And Wade was a part. I mean, this is all the documentation in your packets, but he was on that evaluation committee. So Wade, if you kind of want to just go through that really quick before they vote, and
Yeah,
maybe they have some questions for
thank
Wade.
you. Our Lehigh campus has been using a vendor named Bali for landscaping and snow removal. And really, this RFP was about getting a multi-year contract in place rather than a year to year where we don't really have as much knowledge and planning of pricing. If we could see, get them in a 5-year agreement, then we know what the pricing will be. So it's the same company that's been doing the landscaping and snow removal. It's just a matter of getting them in a longer term agreement with us. That said, our committee did review multiple bids. It wasn't just Bali that we looked at, but Bali did score the highest. And so our committee approved them, and we're bringing that to you for approval as well.
Great. Any questions from the board on that one? Okay, Jim, you're up for a motion to award the
Right.
contract.
Can I get a motion for that contract?
I'll make that motion.
I'll make the second.
All in favor, aye.
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 All right, motion passes.
Oh, we're getting good at this. We're getting really good. The next one's really quite easy. This was just in your packets. It is required to review every 2 years, along with some supporting like county health records or statistics. Those were also in your packet, and it's just to make sure that the policy is up to date and you don't want to make any changes. So every 2 years we do this, and as far as I know, and luckily for us, we've got the Platt Nielsen on the phone with us today. So if he's got any additions to it or any suggestions, but my understanding is that it's current with the law and there are no need for revisions. Is that correct, Platt?
As far as I know, there could be some of the last legislative changes. I know there are some health education changes, but maybe it wasn't related to sex education. So if there is, we'll make sure to make those changes. But for now, you're good to go ahead. I don't see any changes needed right now.
Okay. So there's no vote that's needed on that one, Jim. That's just information so you guys could read through it and have the statistics from the county. But the next two items are for Platt, and that's both your library materials policy and a travel policy. And Platt works on this with each school. And maybe Platt, you could just give a quick summary and kind of lead that out and until we're ready for till all questions are answered and we move on and vote on it.
Okay, yeah, sounds good. So I did work with Wade, and he worked with their network librarian to amend this library policy. The library policy used to be required a couple years ago, so every school got one of those. But a little while back, we amended your instructional materials policy to include everything that your library policy has to have. And so you're really not required to have a library materials policy anymore, but Ascent has a great librarian, a great library program. And so what we did is we just modified that policy so that it's consistent with the instruction materials policy and so that they can work together. So there weren't too many changes. It was just to make them so that they jive with one another. Any questions on that one? Then we can go to the travel. And really on that library policy, it was the biggest thing is those sensitive material procedures, which, if a stakeholder of your school believes a library material is pornographic or indecent, there's a certain process they have to follow, and that's laid out in both of those policies. Okay, the travel policy is one where in working with the accountants, they're recommending some changes and so am I. I think they're good. It kind of gives some more predictability to your travel policy, maybe a little more fairness with respect to per diem. In the past, a lot of schools, I think, including Ascent, have just given a kind of an arbitrary per diem amount. But now the proposal is to change that so that the per diem is tied to the location where you're traveling, and it's also tied to those GSA rates. Same thing with lodging. So to tie everything to those rates, to also add some stuff in there about credit card use in travel and some travel reports when the travel is done to kind of be more in compliance with some IRS regulations. All those things are new, but we did add a provision at the end that just allows the lead director or the board to make exceptions to the travel policy if needed, because every once in a while something happens during the course of the travel or even before where you might have to make an exception just because it makes a lot of sense and it's in the school's best interest. So we put that in there just in case you need an exception. So I'll take any questions on that if you want, but that's about it.
Ready? Anyone have any questions?
There you go.
I don't think so. All right, let's get a motion to approve both of those items.
I'll make the motion to approve the library material policy and the travel policy.
And I'll second that.
Okay, all in favor, aye.
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 All right, motion passes.
All right. Now we're moving on to the fun one. This is the one that I've been looking forward to. And actually, I'm glad that I get to kind of introduce Chris Blake. So, the last item on the agenda is your board member terms and positions, and it is the recommendation or suggestion from Mike Ostermiller that we appoint one more board member. It'll just make it easier to have a quorum, more people engaged, and we'll look at just the composition of the board. And many of us for sure, but several of you already know Chris Blake. Chris Blake is he's been involved with Ascent from the very beginning. He was the first lead director kind of during the planning year before we brought Wade on. He's followed Ascent very closely, and he's very heavily involved in education lobbying and policy making. And it, like I said, Mike has recommended to the board they consider him for a seat on the board. Your bylaws allow for you, or your articles of incorporation allow you for you to have 5 to 7 board members, so there's no changes are needed. But it would also be for a 3-year term. Those are the terms that are set out in your bylaws. And maybe Chris, if you can, you don't need to show your face. You can use that handsome little picture you've got there. But if you want to maybe give a little bit of your background, introduce yourself to the board members that don't know you, that'd be great right now.
Thanks, Brandon. Nice to be with you this morning. And Brandon kind of summed it up, but my youngest is about to graduate from high school. I have 2 daughters. We live down in Lehigh and love Ascent and the model that they have, and excited to be a part of the board if you guys are willing to include me. So.
Okay, does anybody have any
Nice to
questions?
meet you.
Go ahead.
No, I was just saying nice to meet you over the call here.
I'm only slightly offended you were never this excited, Brandon, when I joined the board, so.
Whatever. You fly fish, my friend. You're my
Okay.
favorite one.
All right.
Oh, thanks,
Wait a
Brandon.
second. Wait, Brandon. Wait.
All right, I back up. I take it back. You're all great. No, Chris has been, he's just a good, reasonable mind, and good friends with Mike and a bunch of us. We all know him really well, and just a trusted member of the education community.
Now, welcome, Chris. Thank you for helping us out. I think it's me that's not keeping us together, so thanks.
Perfect.
So,
Yeah, thank
Jim,
you, Chris, and welcome.
Hey, can I
if you
just
call for
mention
vote
something
on
really
this, it would
quick?
be to appoint. Oh, yeah.
I just want to include in the motion, so we don't have to do this at the end of the year, to renew Jim and Tyler's terms because they expire in June. So if we could do them in the motion as well, we won't have to do it at the next meeting.
Oh, look
great.
at that.
So we're making a motion to accept Chris and extend Tyler and Jim's terms.
That's it.
Can I get a motion?
I'll make that motion.
And then I'll
And a
second it.
second. Great. All in favor, aye.
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 And that's not a roll call vote, is it,
Nope.
Brandon?
Nope, that's perfect.
Great. It passes. Congratulations and welcome.
By
Thank you much.
the skin of your teeth, Chris. By the skin
Yep.
of your teeth, my friend. Okay, hey Jim, that's all we have on the agenda. You're ready to call for a motion to adjourn.
Yep, thanks everyone. If there's nothing else, I'll take a motion to adjourn at 8:51 on the
So moved.
21st. Great. And a second.
And I'll second that.
All right, all in favor, aye.
Hi.
Hi.
All right, we're closed. Appreciate it, Brandon. Thanks for your help on that.
Thanks, everybody.
Yeah, thanks,
Thank
everyone.
you.
Thanks,
Thanks,
everyone.
everyone.
Yeah.
See you
Thank
later.
you. We'll see you
Thank
later.
you. Thanks,
Bye.
everyone.
Bye.